Yep.
You want to ask a question, Laura? Hey, good. How are you?
Good. So we're going into 2025 here, obviously. You know, an interesting year last year. What are you most looking forward to,
Well, I think just trying to get, you know, in a better place as a group, as an organization. 24 was just challenging for us in a lot of ways. You know, so getting the performance to where we expect it and where we want it to be, I think is pretty important for 25 for us for a lot of reasons. But just hopefully getting that place.
You're a former winner at Daytona, and you know, we've talked to some people today about, you know, a lot of people don't like super speedways, and then they win, and maybe they kind of reconsider if they like it or not. Did that ever happen to you when you got your first few victories here at these super speedway tracks?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that, you know, coming into the sport, anybody enjoys it. Just probably because you're not used to running a race where things are so out of your control, and honestly, there's nobody that just comes into it and is good at it off the bat. It's something you kind of got to learn and figure out. And so, yeah, I don't think I was a fan at first, but finally just came to the point that, you know, you can control what's in your control and let the kind of the rest of it play out. And so after that, you know, I've just had fun with it. I don't think it was maybe the win to change my mind of it, but just kind of changing my mindset probably helped out a lot.
Jimmy said that, like, it's going to be a process to get everything, you know, in the right direction, back to normal. What do you think about the hires, and how long do you think into the season you'll be able to know if there is a change in performance?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of good people. You know, I know Jacob Cantor really well and have for a long time. I didn't know Brian Campy too well before, but I think he's done a good job coming in. Obviously, that's been our two bigger hires. Chad Johnson coming in. I didn't know Chad, but I've gotten to know him. And, you know, I think there's a lot of smart people in the room, and obviously you need that. You need good people. But, you know, the one thing we can't ever hire or buy is the time. You know, we're competing against time right now. And to build out our sim program and that side of things, to build out our aero program and our car builds, you know, that's a process that's just going to take time and experience. And so along with that, you know, these guys are very sharp, but they're also in new roles. You know, they're in roles that are more involved in what they were doing in the past, and that's not to take anything away from them. It's just a bigger role than what they were in, and so there's some to learn there as well, I think. So it's just time on that.
And then result-wise, like, the first two races, obviously, speedways and the road course.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting start, but how far into the season do you know if you make
games? Yeah, I think you got to give it 3 months. You know, those first four races are kind of oddballs. You know, it's hard to judge. So, yeah, we need to just get some normal races in. So I would say the first 3 months would be a good barometer. Yeah, it's been good. You know, I haven't went through a lot of crew chiefs in my career, so it's always kind of a challenge, and it's never fun. You know, obviously I worked with Dave for a long time, and we had some success along the way, and so it's never an easy change to make. But, you know, I've gotten to know Ben a bit better through the off season. Ben's a really quiet guy, so there's definitely some. It definitely takes a little more time, but, you know, I think Ben's really sharp, and we've worked alongside each other for years in different areas, just never with each other. So I like the way he thinks about things and goes about it, but it just takes time at the racetrack too to get to know each other more and more and know what we need from each other. Yeah.
Following up on that, what are some of the kind of points that you guys have together, just like building that communication?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is just terminology, what I want to hear from him during the race, what he wants to hear from me, and knowing when I'm communicating with him what I'm trying to get, you know, across as my point. So that's the hardest thing, is just building that communication up and knowing what we need from each other. And that's not something that, you know, you can talk about it a lot, but until you're out there and doing it, it's hard to really get ahead on it.
Makes sense. And then just with the dynamic of the team, you know, obviously, like, Maurice stepped back, Jimmy took off. And then, like, you have John Hunter coming back, so you have, like, a teammate for the second consecutive season. How does that – is it more streamlined at this point?
Yeah, it's just different. really. You know, it's changed so much since I joined the 43 the first year to when we were petty GMS and obviously now on to Legacy. And so, yeah, it's just different. You know, I'm really thankful for what, you know, Maury and the petties have done for me because it's gotten me to this point. And obviously now it's, you know, it's Jimmy's turn to take charge and kind of steer the ship where he sees it fit to go. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's more streamlined in some ways, and it's just, it's different in some ways. I feel, you know, like it's a bigger, it's definitely a bigger organization now than what it's been, and there's a lot of new people and places. So it's just different is the best way to put it.
Jimmy was in here earlier and said he really feels an obligation to the community and in the sense of, you know, not just wanting to get Legacy better as a team owner, but really because of what you give the team back to the previous iterations in a time when, admittedly, the results haven't been the best. Is that something that you can lean on and at least gives you a little bit of comfort knowing that, you know, they still believe in you and what you bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, they've been great to me. You know, I know Jimmy wants to run well. It's not ever really a question in my mind. And I think it's just been a learning process for everybody involved, you know, to get kind of involved in the ownership side and learn, you know, more and more about it and try to build a stronger team. So, you know, I definitely have a home where I'm at. I don't think that's ever been a question for me. And, you know, at this point, I'm here to kind of ride it out and, you know, hopefully see it through to the end. I'm coming into what, you know, should be really good years in my Cup career. And, you know, I think Jimmy knows that as well and is just trying to put together a program here over the next, you know, decade that hopefully I can really run well with.
Do you feel like you guys are at least getting closer to turning the corner? And if, you know, if not, what steps do you feel like you guys are taking to get to where you want to go?
I think we are. You know, last year there was times where we were probably working just to make sure we got to the track and not so much working to build, you know, bring a fast race car to the track. You know, this year I think we're in a lot better spot to build a fast race car to bring to the track, and obviously we hope that shows up. So I definitely think that we're in a better spot than we were, you know, 1 year ago to today. Whether that pays off or not, you know, we'll find out. But we're definitely doing the right things and better things right now.
I was going to say, on a slightly different topic, when people get the schedule, you know, drivers are going to have different races, you have extra responsibilities playing in that Fans for You Foundation. How much extra homework is that for you each season to try to figure out, hey, we're going to do this in Michigan, we're going to do this?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that, but it is a lot. Yeah, we had a meeting back in January in Michigan with my foundation and the board and sitting down and figuring out, yeah, our you know, we try to do 3 to 4 events a year that are bigger fundraisers for us that I'm involved with. And, yeah, it's not easy to find dates. You know, we're trying to plan around when I'm going to be where. And not only that, but what dates are good for the industry. You know, some of our events are obviously industry-focused and making sure everybody from the industry can be involved in them as well. And then beyond even my time and industry time, our foundation is not big. You know, we have one full-time employee and now an intern. So it's a lot of legwork for them to put together too. So yeah, there's a big chunk of time involved in that.
You're not one that tends to do a lot of extracurricular racing during the Cup season, but you do a fair amount of late model racing when you can throughout the year. I know it's a passion of yours, but what else do you feel like it brings to you, and in what ways does it benefit you?
Well, I think number one, it's always good being in the seat. Yeah, that's the easy one. For me, beyond that, it's fun organizing a team. You know, it's my own guys, my own group, so it's fun putting that together and having your own group. I think that's good for me to see that side and structure of things. And then number three, just being able to be involved and working on the cars, you know, staying up to date on what's going on in the racing world. Obviously not, you know, everything is going to transfer over from a late model to the Cup car, but, you know, it just staying up to date on what's going on and being involved in the setup and the process of it, I think is pretty beneficial for me.
Are there any bucket list races outside of NASCAR that maybe you're wanting to run that you just haven't been able to put together yet?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely still some, well, there's some super late model races I want to win that I haven't yet. The All-American this year is on a date I can run in Nashville, so I'd love to go and run that. I haven't won there. the World Crown 300 in lacrosse and Oktoberfest in lacrosse. I'm stuck in that world and what I want to win there, and hope I can get to those races. Beyond that, you know, I haven't thought too much about it. The 24 endurance racing is something I'd love to give a shot. I'd love to do that someday.
Is that going to be your late model, or are you going to drive for somebody?
Yeah, it'll be my car.
So, I talked to this person about your disc golf.
Hmm.
So, how long have you played for it?
Well, not long. I'm a pretty amateur player at it. But my 43 group last year, and in the previous years too, were pretty big into it. So I go out and join them every once in a while, but I was never overly successful.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give you the choice of one or two.
Okay.
So this is from a company in Austin that makes discs.
Oh wow.
So I told her that, you know, when you come down, they have a tournament.
Yeah.
Like a national tournament.
Oh no way.
And so they said you can come check out the shop.
Yeah.
So we'll try to figure out your
schedule.
Awesome. But I would love for you to come. They want to invite you to the shop and there's a course.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to play the course, but
just
the shop.
Yeah. Check it out.
Good, so
that's super cool.
Whichever
thing.
One of those you want.
Yeah, I'll take one with me for sure.
Yeah, I figured that was probably the color.
What I was gonna choose. Yeah.
Matches your. I do have a question for you. You guys are not afraid of speed. What are you afraid of?
Oh man, that's a great question. Well, I probably would have said, if you asked me 10 years ago, I would have told you failure. I've moved long beyond that at this point. What am I afraid of now? Well, I would say the thing that worries me to this day and age now is not, and it's not a failure aspect, but just not accomplishing what I had hoped to in the Cup Series. I'll be 29 this year. Still got a long time I can race if I want to. But there's still a lot of goals that I have in Cup. And not being able to, you know, have a shot to reach some of those, especially competing for a championship, is definitely something I think about. So that would definitely be the thing that I would be worried about.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Of course.
See you in a couple weeks. Oh, this
thank
is
you.
Spiders. That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, you can tell me if you feel differently, but Legacy Motor Club wasn't quite a week in, week out contender last year. Do you feel as though the team is coming into the year with the ability to win on speed at multiple different types of track that are featured in the schedule? And if you don't think you're quite there yet, what do you think needs to be done to get there?
I don't know if I can really answer. If I can answer that yet, just because I don't know. You know, I feel like we're in a better spot as far as building cars. It'll be fast to bring to the track. Whether that's going to pan out, you know, I don't know. You know, we got to get to kind of through some of these races and just see where we stack up. I think we're doing everything that needs to be done, to be honest with you. We've hired good people, and we've got better processes in place than what we've had in the past few years, and we're doing all the things to build fast cars. But sometimes that, you know, doesn't always show up. So right now we need to get 10 races under us, see where things line up, and then I think I'll have a better feel for it.
You know, you're back in the Toyota fold now, where you did a lot of really great things coming out through the Toyota Racing pipeline. Just being in the Toyota Racing development operation, does it feel like you're getting the same support now as you did then? Not necessarily more or less, but is it similar to how it was your first stint with them?
Yeah, well, I mean, in some ways it is, some ways it isn't. You know, I'd say the first time around, I was in a very different position. I was definitely younger and early in my Cup career, and so I was in a different spot as far as that goes. You know, also being with JGR, that was a big machine in itself. I mean, at the time, we had around 600 or 700 employees, and so I was kind of a bit just, you know, in the sea of everything at that point. Now, you know, I'm in a much different spot in my career, being farther down the line just in years-wise. But, you know, the support side of things is different for sure. JGR, when I was there, we did a lot of things on our own and independently. Currently at Legacy, you know, we're working with TRD to build more support, and that's taken some time to build that out. So I think it's been a bit of a change for TRD and for Legacy as well.
And lastly, you spent a little bit of time in the Joker's Racing organization, the same time as Carl Edwards, mm-hmm. which went to the Hall of Fame. I was wondering if you had any stories of being co-workers with Carl that you
yeah.
could share in light of him going to the Hall.
my favorite one that made me feel good with Carl, I filled in one time for Denny at Bristol. It was really last minute, but I flew in there and I hopped in Denny's car and ran at Bristol. I'd never driven a cup car. And I remember getting out and through the race, my shoulders were just on fire for multiple reasons. The seat didn't fit and the steering was a lot heavier than I was used to. And I was kind of feeling bad that I wasn't in good shape. And then I went to their meeting on Tuesday and Carl was in there. And Carl is in really good shape, obviously, and always has been, and was talking about how tired his shoulders were. So I felt really good about myself through that. But, I didn't get to know Carl super well. He left the year before I came in the Cup, but he was obviously a great driver and did a lot of great things in a short amount of time, I think is more impressive than anything. So it was cool to see him go in the Hall.
What did winning Dash for Cash in 2016 mean for you coming out?
Man, that was just a lot of money for me. That was awesome. I remember it well. But yeah, we won, I think, two or three of them. I don't remember exactly. Maybe two. In Dover, we won the race too. Yeah, we won two of them. So yeah, I was just pumped about the cash. You know, especially I was 18, 19 years old, and so that was a really nice payday for me. So I was pretty pumped to be a part of that program. And to have a chance to win it. So that was a neat moment for sure. Yeah, that'd be nice. Take a couple more.
How's dad life been treating?
It's been good. He's, they change a lot. He's 2 months old now, a little over 2 months old. And, just to kind of see him wake up and, you know, be a part of the world now a little bit more than what he was when he was a newborn and kind of getting a personality and smiling a little bit. That's a really special thing. And so it's been a life changer for sure. You don't ever really know what people are talking about until you have one of your own and you see how much it changes things. And, but it's all for the better and it really is a lot of fun and rewarding in a lot of ways too. So it's been a fun couple of months with them.
This sports season, but it's going all the way, right? But now you've got that going on at home. Does that help you kind of stay grounded and kind of disconnect?
It's a lot of perspective, you know, it makes you think back a lot of time. It makes you think back more than ever, I think, in my opinion, about things that through your life, crazy things you did, maybe you shouldn't have done and got away with. And you're like, man, I'm so happy that didn't go a different way. And the choices you made and maybe you would have made them different, you know, with things now. And and it influences a lot of your choices going forward, and so it definitely is grounding in a lot of ways and puts a lot of perspective into things, at least for me, of what's important and why you do some things you do. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's funny. I remember that wasn't too long ago. Yeah.
I still eat there every Tuesday with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, so that place is great. Yeah, we love stopping in there. Yeah, if I see you in there next time, I'll say hi.
Yeah, I won't ask for another.
No, you do.